It's time for your North Iowa news on KCHA for Friday, April 12th. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. A Northeast Iowa man who made threats against a school administrator was allegedly upset because the school district would not enroll his son. The Buchanan County Sheriff's Office says 28-year-old James Toms of Independence called the East Buchanan School District in Winthrop and made threatening comments to Superintendent Daniel Fox shortly before 10 o'clock Thursday morning. According to criminal complaints, Toms was irate and upset that the school had not accepted his 4-year-old son as a student. Toms also wanted his diploma from when he was a student at the school. Investigators noted that Toms has a history with Fox and threatened him multiple times to hurt him. Thursday, Toms allegedly told Fox he was coming to get him, and while the threats were not directed at any other staff or students, the building was placed on lockdown for everyone's safety. Toms did not go to the school, however, and was later located at his home in Independence, and the lockdown was lifted at about 10:30 Thursday morning. Toms has been charged with third-degree harassment. Court records show that Toms was convicted of going armed with intent in 2014, plus assault in 2017 and 2018. A Charles City man is accused of assaulting a female victim and then preventing her from calling for help. Charles City police arrested 24-year-old Jesse Friest about 10 o'clock Tuesday night on Floyd County warrants for domestic abuse assault, second offense, and obstruction of emergency communications. According to court records, the charges stem from incidents on Sunday night. Criminal complaints allege that Friest assaulted a woman by spitting on her, shoving, hitting, and jumping on her. He's also accused of trying to take her cell phone when she said she would call police, and he then fled the scene. Court records also show that on February 19th, Friest was arrested for and pleaded guilty to possession of drug paraphernalia after he was found with a meth-type pipe with powdery residue in his pants pocket. The conviction also violated his parole for an assault conviction in January of 2023. His probation was then terminated, and he was sentenced to 50 days in the Floyd County Jail with credit for time served. Friest was also approved for work release. Drought conditions remain unchanged across north and northeast Iowa, according to the latest U.S. Drought Monitor. Based on precipitation through 7 a.m. Tuesday, April 9th, all of Floyd County and vast majority of Chickasaw County remain in D3 or extreme drought. Also in extreme drought, all of Buchanan County, over three-quarters of Bremer County, southwest half of Fayette County, southern half of Mitchell County, and southwest third of Howard County, plus eastern two-thirds of Blackhawk, eastern third of Cerro Gordo, and northern quarter of Butler Counties. Still in the D2 severe drought category, all of Winnesheet County, almost all of Franklin and Worth counties, southern three-quarters of Butler County, northeast half of Fayette County, north half of Mitchell County, northeast two-thirds of Howard County, and western two-thirds of Cerro Gordo County. Because of the persisting drought, U.S. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack last week declared 24 Iowa counties as natural disaster areas, making farmers in those counties and those in contiguous counties eligible to apply for emergency assistance. Primary counties include Floyd, Chickasaw, Bremer, Butler, Cerro Gordo, Franklin, Howard, Mitchell, Winnesheek, and Worth counties. Contiguous counties include Allamakee, Hancock, and Winnebago. North Iowa Area Community College has announced the appointment of Joel Peterson as its new president. Peterson will replace Steve Schultz, who is retiring after more than 10 years of distinguished service to the college. Peterson will become NIAC president effective July 1st. In a statement, Peterson said, "I am honored to lead North Iowa Area Community College and excited to work with the college community to achieve the shared vision of transforming our region. NIAC is vital in providing educational opportunities and preparing our workforce for the future." Peterson previously served as the chief administrator of Central Rivers AEA, overseeing services for 53 school districts, affecting 64,000 students, and managing 550 staff members. As superintendent of Cardinal Community School District in Eldon, Peterson was named the 2020 Iowa Superintendent of the Year, leading the district to be recognized among the top 150 workplaces in Iowa for 5 consecutive years. As for Schultz, he says his great ride as NIAC president will come to an end June 28th, capping a long career in education.
You know, I've had a 40-year career in public education, starting out as a teacher. You know, I spent a little time in Nashua, had 5 great years there teaching and coaching, and my first administration job was in Plainfield. I think I was the last high school principal in Plainfield.
Before Schultz retires, he is overseeing the completion of the new NIAC Career Academy in Charles City, which will begin offering area high school students career technical education courses in healthcare, construction, IT, and advanced manufacturing when the new school year starts in August. While debate continues in the Iowa legislature over regulations for automated traffic and speed cameras, the grace period for motorists receiving warning tickets in Charles City is coming to a close. The city activated 4 speed cameras in city limits on March 11th. Police Chief Hugh Anderson indicated there would be a break-in period of about 30 days in which violators would only be issued warnings. Wednesday marked the initial 30 days of operation, but the city was still attempting to receive official word from the system administrator as to when actual speeding tickets will be issued. Earlier this week, the Iowa House voted to establish more state rules for the cameras. Republican Representative Phil Thompson of Boone said tickets can only be issued if a vehicle is caught going at least 10 miles an hour over the posted speed limit, such is the case in Charles City.
While I certainly would prefer to ban these outright, the longer we sit around and do nothing on this, the more we're seeing these systems being abused across our state.
Representative Brian Best, a Republican from Glidden, says it's clear there's no perfect answer.
Without this amendment and this bill, I think there's going to be a lot of unwanted and unneeded traffic cameras that are going to keep springing up.
Still, Republican Representative John Wills of Spirit Lake would like to see a ban on all traffic cameras.
We don't have to be found guilty just because our car was there, because our license plate was there.
If the bill becomes law, cities that want to have traffic cameras would have to get a permit from the Iowa DOT. Cities with fewer than 20,000 residents cannot have mobile cameras that change locations. More North Iowa news on the way on KCHA.